Guest this morning, we'll start things off with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Pat Hudgens and Superintendent Marvin Wade, and we'll have Karen Hawes with the Ogden Bike Swap at the Ogden Community Center. We'll close things out this hour with Jackie Hartman, K-State's Chief of Staff and Director of Community Relations. Any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537. And as I said, to start things out, we're here with Pat Hudgens and Marvin Wade. Welcome to In Focus again.
No, thank you, Brady.
Let me turn you on. There we go.
Oh, thank you, Brady.
Oh, there you go.
All right, we got August 2nd. We're almost there.
We are. It's getting real close. We've got, in fact, we've got new teachers report, new staff reporting on Friday, and then next Thursday, all the staff will be reporting for our convocation, getting things kicked in, and then August 16th. Students. So yeah, we're getting very close and excited about the start of school.
Just going to wake up one morning and here we are, just right back in the grind.
Oh, yeah, going, where did the summer go? But it's been a good one. We've got a lot of things done. Again, excited about the start of my second school year in the district.
That's right. Does it feel like just 1 year? Does it feel longer, shorter? Has it been kind of a blur?
Feels longer, not for bad reasons. Right. It's just, I feel like we did a lot of things last year. Together as a staff and community, and looking forward to continuing those efforts this year.
And Pat, how's your summer been and for you?
Have we had a summer?
There's a clue there.
it just seems continuous. We've had so many different programs that have been running into the school district. It almost seems like you don't really get a break sometimes. Lots of good things that we've done.
And I think we did talk about that maybe one time in the past, Brady, just about how there's so many things going on in the schools year-round now that sometimes people don't understand. But the food service programs, the special education programs for high-need students,
right.
Boys and Girls Club using the schools, just the summer STEM, just a lot of things that went on in the summer that I was excited to see us being able to provide to people.
And also just a lot of your high school athletes, they're doing a lot of summer league stuff.
And yes, and training for staff. That there were a lot of things with the staff that went on this summer as well.
All right. Well, we do have a board meeting tonight.
Yes.
And that's at 6:30 is when things will get started. And you want to remind people that this is an open meeting to come to.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It is. It's a meeting of the board held in public starting at 6:30 tonight. And the board always welcomes individuals to come and speak, wants to hear from the citizens. But there are some guidelines as far as that goes, that individuals are limited to 3 minutes, and the board is not in a situation to be able to, you know, debate and discuss very much with an individual. Somebody can speak to the board, and if the board needs some clarification, they'll ask. But otherwise, they're not going to get an immediate answer from the board on issues. But it does. But the board still wants to hear from people and values their input.
And that meeting at the Robinson Education Center. If you're not sure where that's at, that's just right across Manhattan High campus. There's a parking lot right across the street from it. There's lots of parking over there, so that shouldn't be an issue for you. And Marvin, just looking at the agenda, what's kind of the big things that stick out for tonight?
One of the things we've got is fixed asset inventory. This isn't real exciting, but it's important that we have, like any business, we've got a lot of equipment, a lot of things that we need to keep track of. So there's a contract being proposed for the next couple of years, this coming fall, two different falls, to have a company come in, tag those, inventory them, estimate the values of replacement for those items. So that's something that has been done in the past. It kind of got put on hold because of budget situation in the past, but now we're getting back onto it. So it'd be nice to get that process going. Couple of items would be dealing with salaries, that there's the ratification of the negotiated agreement with the Teachers Association, that they've gone through the process of the negotiations, coming up to an agreement to present to the board. So tonight we'll ask the board to approve that, and then following right on the heels of that will be the classified employees, those non-licensed employees, their wages, and then also for administrative salaries. So that's always a big piece because right now, in August, we're in this current fiscal year. So the sooner we can get these salaries, benefit packages resolved, the sooner that the business office can get everybody figured out about how much they're supposed to be paid every month, which that's something that Lou Foss talked about at our last board meeting, is that with the legislation that was passed this past legislative session, increasing taxes and that being retroactive to January 1st, having to go through our employees, just like other places, need to be aware that we either need to increase our withholdings or make some kind of arrangement so that we can be prepared for that higher tax rate that we're all going to be experiencing.
Brady Bowman with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Pat Hudgens, and you just heard Superintendent Marvin Wade. And one thing just came to mind, I know we talked about before we started this morning, was you guys just had enrollment not too long ago. But yeah. Pat, how did that go?
I went by enrollment, and it wasn't a breeze, but it was pretty easy going. We, opened up things for online enrollment, which I have heard numerous comments from the community, how excited they are about having that opportunity to be able to go in ahead of time before our central enrollment days and kind of space it out, budget it for your family if you've got several kids that you're trying to enroll. And so we had a great showing at our last board meeting of probably about 40, was it close to 40% of the people who had already gone in and taken care of enrollment, pre-enrollment for their kids. And then I came to Central Enrollment just to walk through. Great day, great atmosphere, but it was a lot quieter than it has been in the past years because we also added the online payment piece where people could go ahead and not have to come to the Central Enrollment unless they really needed something. I saw that our interpreters were very, very busy, and our social workers and our food service workers busy just trying to get people lined up, and transportation people, getting the people who were there on site at Central Enrollment ready to roll. So it was a good turnout, and I think it was quite a bit less of a turnout because of the online.
I think so too, that going over there Friday morning, there wasn't the line outside the doors waiting to get in like I noticed last year, and it seemed like it was a manageable number of people coming throughout the day, and there wasn't much of a line. So I think it went really well, and we're in the process of debriefing, getting feedback about what we can do differently next year to make it even better. But we were happy with it.
Was this the first year for online enrollment?
Second year for online, but this was the first year that we had the payment.
Oh, I see.
They can do their payment online and not have to come in and pay.
Right.
So they were able to do online last year, but they still had to come in and do their payment, process their payment.
So this year, a person could totally avoid the process by doing the online enrollment and the fee payment. And so we saw the numbers go down a little bit that way.
I'm sure back when my sister and I were younger, my mom probably would have definitely taken advantage of that, because I remember some of those enrollment days going with her, and she seemed a little stressed.
Brady, let me add while we're talking about that if there are people who have not yet registered their students, it's not too late. Take some time, to finish the registration process. We do encourage people to go either to the website. We did not send out packets, and that's just want to keep emphasizing that. Go to our website at usd383.org, and then you click on our web banner. And then follow the instructions. And if you don't have access to network or computer, stop by any school in your community, and they will be happy to assist you, or the education center, whichever is the easiest for you to get to.
Do we have any idea yet on enrollment numbers, on kind of how that's looking for this semester?
We're going to be full. We know it's early, I know, but we've had like we said the online enrollment, the looking at kindergarten numbers going up like always. So we're in the process of getting those numbers updated, and then we'll be having a meeting here in the near future to talk about where are those grade levels that that we've got more students than teachers. What are we going to do to adjust? So Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed does a great job of keeping track of all of those things and finding place. The struggle we have is finding enough spaces for classrooms for all of the students so that we can hire the teachers we need for it. So that's really part of the dilemma we have. So our numbers are going to be stable for sure.
So I'm sure we'll probably have those. We'll probably meet in a few weeks or something.
Yes, we
something
will.
Like that.
Yes.
Our final counts. Mm-hmm. Another thing I wanted to mention is our school supply list are available. I know there are parents that are watching the sales and looking to get ahead of the game. You can go to our website and check out the news section of the main page, and you can figure out that piece about how to get the supplies that your students may need. What would be the other thing? We talked about the first day of class.
I know the stuff the bus was pretty successful.
Oh,
something
yes.
We helped out with.
Absolutely. Lots and lots of supplies for stuff the bus. So, yes, we thank the community for that great outreach.
We do have a caller. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
You know, we're talking about the tax increase. Rather than a burden, you know, our folks all invested in our futures by contributing to the school taxes. And you know, we ought to be able to contribute and repay the investment they've made in ours, except for, you know, the train wreck we got with the Millenniums. But, you know, the other thing you need to look at is if we spend all that money doing away with the Indian at the high school, you know, it's amazing that we don't cherish the past and our Indian heritage, but we'll honor the loser of the Little Bighorn. You know, and we don't talk about the military doing the greatest killing of the Indians, the largest genocide in world history. But there's just so many other things that we need to do and not worry about it being taxation money, but our reinvestment in the future of America. Thank you for being there with all your efforts.
Boy, thank you for that comment. That's something that... That's a good reminder to me, because as an educator, sometimes we take it for granted that people know how important this money is to doing the things that we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here I'm talking about going, you know, we need to remind the people about how we're going to adjust their payroll and things like that. And I didn't even mention the reason why. That was one of the reasons put in place. I mean, it benefits the schools, benefits the highways, all kinds of different projects with that tax increase. So we clamored for a long time about needing more money. Now we've got it, and need to remind ourselves to thank everybody for allowing us to do that. So yes. Thanks for bringing up that monetary piece. And the you mentioned the military too, and it's good to remind people about the 1st Infantry Division at Fort Riley, you know, their 100-year anniversary, that there's events going on and the sacrifices they've made, continue to make for us to have the freedoms we have. And we see what's going on in Venezuela and other places and where the elections don't go quite right. And we've had a couple challenges here, I know, in times, but I think we live in a great country and you just reminded me of those things that sometimes we take for granted in the United States that other places don't have. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good time to talk about donations.
I think so too.
Can I say
and just
that?
One quick thing, one yep. quick reminder mm-hmm. to our caller. You guys haven't scrapped the Indian yet.
No,
we have not.
Just want to clear that up. That
thank you.
Nobody's done that yet. They're just...
We're at the recommendations have gone to the board. The board's considering it, and no decision's been made
right.
yet.
And seems like once a week somebody's telling me or telling us, like, why'd they scrap the Indians? Like, no, they haven't yet.
Right,
I'll calm down for a second. But
right.
you want to talk about donations.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. For some of our donations and grants, when we talk about money, we have a $1,230 cash donation from John and Lori Curtis to Manhattan High School for the purchase of a track record board. And we always appreciate our donations and grants. Those are some of the things sometimes that people forget really help supplement a lot of things that we do to keep things going.
All right. Anything else? because that might wrap it up for you guys.
Can I talk about, let me just mention open house and back to school night, which is set for August 15th. So check the website for your school's specific times for open house and back to school night. Again, we encourage that the yellow lights will be flashing in your school zones, and we encourage drivers to slow down. I hear Dave say that every morning on the radio.
I do it.
And so we want to encourage you that you've been driving in places that maybe haven't been flashing, and the flashers will come on, and remember that we've got lots of young people and kiddos and adults out there.
And there's lots of
school zones.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. There's a lot of information on our website. Anybody wants to find out about start of school supplies, just a lot of different information there. So www.usd383.org is a good place to go to find information about Manhattan Ogden schools.
All right.
Can I interject here just a quick second? You guys talked a little bit about the mascot situation, and there's been a lot of misleading information that's been out on social media, I believe.
Yes.
As to what is currently happening. And can you take a few minutes to just update us with firm information about the current status with the mascot committee, their charges, and what the school board should anticipate?
Should I take that one, Pat?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. We've had the committee that met. We had five or six meetings to address four different issues, to bring to the board recommendations on four different issues for the board to then consider. The direction we got for the committee was that the image and the name, the symbol, is still the Indians, that hasn't changed.
And is it expected to change?
I think that's where some of the concerns come from. Would be one of the four items would be, what would be the cost, what would be the timeline if it were to change? And that was because at the time that we were having the initial conversations, since I've been here, it was, what would it cost in order to do that? And if it's going to cost millions of dollars, that's different than if it's $200,000. What's the best estimate we could give that back to the committee? So the committee looked at it, and that's one of the issues would be coming forward and saying, this is what we expect it would cost if we were to change it. But I still go back to that directive from the board that it's staying the Indians, but we want to find ways to better educate our students, our community, our staff about Indigenous peoples, and to promote diversity, respect, understanding. So that's where we're at now. Would be the four different items have gone to the board with the recommendations for things like, I think another area that creates some confusion would be the students have not been allowed to really dress up as anything in terms of a mascot. We've got the Indian name, we've got the Indian symbol, but there's not a mascot. And one of the items would be giving guidelines for the identification of a mascot that the students can dress up and rally around. Right? We've said before, like the San Diego Chicken, something like that, the KC Wolf. So the committee came up with recommendations about it shouldn't be specific to a gender, man or a woman, some of those kind of things, but that it should go back to the students for their consideration. So there is a distinction there between the mascot that you might see at games and the symbol that we have maybe on uniforms and those kind of things. So it nothing's been decided in terms of those four issues. But there has not been any conversation that has occurred at that board table. And I have not heard anybody say, we're changing the Indian.
And it's been a slow, very methodical process. Anyway, it's not as if tomorrow night something's going to change, or tonight something's immediately going to change across the board.
No, and knowing our board, there's no way that's just going to pop up on an agenda without people knowing it. That they, as you said, this has been a long, drawn-out process. There's lots of opportunity for input. Before any decision's going to be made, people will have an opportunity to voice whatever concerns they have.
And that committee's had all its meetings. Those are all done.
Yes, the committee, again, we were charged with those four things. We got the recommendations for the four. I presented them to the board at the last meeting. And then now it's in the board's hands about what to do next with that.
One of the things that I saw on social media, I think it was primarily on Facebook, that someone, and it was a news agency, and I think it was based out of Topeka, that listed the four items, but they listed them as, quote-unquote, options. And they had people vote on which option that they would, that they wanted. And that, to me, was extremely misleading, because that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about applying new educational information within your curriculum. You're talking about trying to create something that the students can rally around, but you are not talking about changing the name Indian.
Thank you. Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. And that's one of the things that I have had a lot of people ask me about that, and I really wanted to get some clarification about that, because that's really important. And you know something else, that it's an election year.
Yes.
It is.
And this is going to be an interesting topic for the next 3 months.
Yes.
So, anyway.
And going back to the conversation with the board, that it initially looks so much like this is a, you win, you lose. But the board wanted to make it more than do we keep it or do we change it. It's how are we going to use this discussion, this dialogue, to improve the, again, going back to the understanding and the knowledge, and that it's not, yes, it's whether it's Indian or not, but there's a lot more to it that the board has wanted to see, and I believe we're accomplishing that. It's just some people are going to be upset along the way, and okay.
Can't make everybody happy.
No,
right?
That's first thing to learn.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you helping with the clarification.
Thank you.
And with that, thank you guys for coming on this morning and talking about all those things. When we come back, we'll have Karen Hawes with Ogden Bike Swap talking about that at the Ogden Community Center.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Brady Souter here for the all-new Robbins Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Fiat in Manhattan.
What's new at Robbins Motor Company?
Everything is new, or soon will be. Our service department has moved into their new facility. The new sales building is under construction, and our main building